Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this special edition of New Eridu for Sunday, October 31st, 2010. This evening we celebrate All Hallows Eve, a time for introspection, remembrance of things past, and acknowledgement of all things hidden. It is also a day for celebrating life and its infinite possibilities. In the latter spirit, Keter Magic joins us with tarot card readings and metaphysical advice. Join us as we light a candle against the darkness. Welcome, Sovereigns. Thank you for spending your Halloween in New Eridu. And a special thank you to the archive listeners. Thank you for joining us as well. Or sort of not joining us, but being here in spirit. Well, I got to tell you, I had two callers on the line on my switchboard before the show even started. So without further ado, here we go. Area code 717, you are on the air, 717.
Hi, this is Fyra.
Hi! And you want a tarot card reading today?
Yes, please.
Okay. Now, what I normally do is I just sort of open things up to the universe and let the universe tell you what it thinks that you most need to know. If you have a particular question, if you want to state it very generically, you can, or you can just think it really loudly to the universe. And here we go. Okay. The first card is the Ace of Cups.
Okay.
That's creative potential. So whatever this reading is about has to do with your creative potential or something that you're going to be involved with that's very going to be very creative.
Okay.
The next card that I drew, this is kind of interesting, what the next two cards that I drew. The first one that I drew is the Nine of Swords, which is cruelty. And I actually was doing a reading for another person earlier today, and I drew that card then, too. And I'm going to tell you the same thing I told her, because it seems to be appearing in about the same context.
Okay.
Cruelty can also mean piercing, kind of a stickery matter. It's going to hurt, because something that you believed, perhaps, about something that you're involved with, may not be exactly true.
Okay.
So, there's going to be an element of pain, but it's going to be the pain of revelation. It's not necessarily going to be something that's going to be harmful in the long run. In the short term, it might not be too much fun, but when you understand it and reconcile yourself with it, then you're going to be better off than you would have been if you had continued on under the illusion.
Okay.
And the last card that I drew was the Nine of Discs. Now, notice both of those are nines. So you're coming to probably the completion or the apex of a cycle with this.
Okay.
And the Nine of Discs is gain. And this is gain specifically in real-world terms. We're talking money, fame, achievement, something that in a real-world term that you can measure.
Okay.
So something that you're doing that's of a creative nature is probably going to leave you a little bit disillusioned for a while, but in the longer run, it's going to work out for you, and you will have an achievement.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, actually, it does. It does. I was thinking about starting my own blog talk radio show so that I could help people, because I seem to, when people talk, I get things from hearing their voice. I get little downloads to help them, and I was debating on whether or not I was going to do that.
I would really recommend it. I got started on this, It wasn't that long ago. It was like June or July.
Mm-hmm.
But I had been kind of toying with it and being a guest on other people's shows for a while, and I would recommend doing it. If you're called to do it, do it. So I really wish you well with that. Are you like an energy healer, or what is your specialty?
Yes, I am. I work with energy in person and distantly, and I really connect with people's voices. And if they have a problem, I just kind of get the right thing to say to help them go inside themselves and get their own answers.
Oh, that's quite a blessing to have. Yeah, the world definitely needs more of that kind of person out there willing to help out. So I hope you do that, and I think that it will work out for you well.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling.
Good night.
Bye-bye. And area code 478, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
And what I told the other caller, I usually kind of just open it up to the universe.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a particular thing that you're curious about, you could state it very generically, or else you can just think it really loudly to the universe and let the universe answer you through me.
Okay.
I'm shuffling here, so bear with me for a second. Here we go. All right. First card I drew was the Eon. That's the 20th trump. That is definitely a sign that this has something to do with a life path issue for you, possibly a very, very deep level soul issue. It's necessary for your progress in this lifetime. The second card that I drew and the third card that I drew are both interesting because both of them are kind of negative on the surface. But we're going to look a little bit past that negativity to find out what the lesson inside of those cards might be for you, since
okay.
this is a life path issue. The second card that I drew was the Seven of Discs. Now, discs are always to have to do with worldly matters. They are the symbol of money and therefore the symbol of what one does in the world. And I drew the Seven of Discs, and the name of that card is Failure. Now, what I'm thinking is that probably you've got a situation where you have either faced a failure before or you are afraid of a failure. Something is confronting you and is being very daunting to you. And that's something that you're going to need to overcome. Now, the lessons that you can take away out of failure is, A, am I doing the right thing? B, am I doing this the right way? And C, what can I do, what can I learn from this to do better the next time? And my guess is, from the looks of this, you have been through this cycle more than once because this is really strong. So I'm guessing that you have actually been through this cycle before and you're facing the same thing again. And you're probably feeling pretty frustrated by it.
Mm-hmm.
So it really what this is calling for is a real serious double-down analysis of what happened before, what worked, what didn't work, and then being able to enforce that on yourself. Now, the third card that I drew was a sword. Now, swords are a sign of intellect. They have to do with everything that is an intellectual process. That means your powers of analysis need to be brought to bear. And what I drew was the Five of Swords, and the title of it is Defeat. Okay, you already know what it's like to have failure and defeat. You already know that. Why are you continuing this? Obviously, you don't want it. So what do you want to do instead? The lesson that comes out of defeat is knowing that you can survive it, first of all. Since you've survived defeats before, you can survive this one too. But do you really want to repeat that? What other lessons might you learn from that? New strategies. This is a very intellectual analysis. You have to play the field marshal against this and think about your battle plan. How did you go about it? What was the strengths of that plan? What were the weaknesses of it? Think in very martial terms because you've got a martial action going on here, and it's not the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So be thinking about how you can think your way out of this situation using practical actions. Because
okay.
it looks like the only vectors that are going to be available to you on this are probably going to be practical ones. So, I mean, we're talking actions that you can take in the real world.
Okay.
And very as concrete as possible. And let's see if I can get anything else out of this to give you a pointer. Perhaps one of the things that might be getting in your way is you may be a little bit stubborn on something.
Yeah.
So watch out for where you may be too stubborn. See if you can be a little more flexible there. Maybe you'll get a better result.
Well, I was just going to – it's like a relationship that goes back and forth. So we've been off and on quite a lot, and I was just going to say if you can't be with me, it's like we can't be together, period. I wasn't going to be flexible.
Mm-hmm.
We were just going to go our separate ways. I kind of gave him that ultimatum.
Mm-hmm. Well, think about that very carefully and see if there's some room in there. If you really want this person in your life, if they really matter a whole lot to you, and I'm guessing that they do because of the presence of this Eon card, then maybe you need to make a different deal. You might need to get a little bit creative on this one. Again, we're talking, you know, practical things. Maybe getting involved in a similar activity or doing something together where you begin to to express as a team.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Sure. Okay. I wish you luck with that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I don't have any more callers. If anybody would like to call in at this point in time, I would be happy to do a reading for you. I see a number of people in the chat room. In the interim, I'm just going to talk a little bit about how I go about doing tarot readings. As you've noticed that I'm telling all of the callers the same thing, essentially, and that is open it up to the universe and let the universe say what it has to say to you. On the caller's side, if they want to state a question, they're welcome to state a question, but I want it in really, really generic terms. The reason for that is I want to take my perceptual filters out of the way and their perceptual filters out of the way. And that way I'm more likely to be a perfect conduit between source and the person who asked the question. And we have another caller. 850, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you. My name is Cecilia. I was calling in to take advantage of your reading. I'm excited. So whatever you have for me.
Hi, Cecilia.
Hi.
Okay. Give me a second here, and let me get my deck back in order here.
Thank you.
And I think you heard what I just said, so if you have a question, you can either state it generically or just hold it really loudly in mind so that the universe can hear it.
Okay.
And let's see what they have. What the universe has to say to you. Oh, my goodness. You got a good one.
Thank you.
They're all good. They're all good. But this one's unique because it has big power cards.
Okay.
Big power. The first one that I drew. Again, you got to understand how these things work. I drew the Blasted Tower. Now,
Okay. What
the Blasted Tower stands for is a big, big change. We're talking paradigm shift type of change. It usually has to do with something. It's an institution or something that's very. Very accepted in society, a power structure that's accepted in society. It can also be like a fundamental belief that you hold.
Okay.
Anything that is core identity stuff. So you're facing a change with that, and it may not be a change that you thought you had chosen for yourself. It may be something that just comes on you from outside, but it's still going to be a big, big change. The second card that I drew was the Fool. Now, the Fool is the original creative impulse.
Okay.
The Fool is, you know the phrase, fools walk in where angels fear to tread.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of courage and creativity, the newness of that attitude can carry you a long, long way.
Okay.
So you're going to be receiving, as a part of this change, and to help you through it, you're going to be receiving an insight that is novel, completely new,
mm-hmm.
and is something that you should work with.
Okay.
And the third card that I drew was the Queen of Discs. Now, the Queen of Discs is a woman who is very involved in practical matters. She's an efficient administrator. She grounds things really, really well in reality. So you compare that to the Fool. The Fool is like the most creative, airy, fairy kind of idealist in the world. And
yes.
The Queen of Discs is the woman who's going to nail it down to 3D, and it's going to be manifested in the world in a very practical way. So what I'm seeing here is revolution in a system, in an established system. The potential of completely redirecting an entire school of thought or an entire way of handling things, and that you are going to be able to manifest that change in the world. So you have a big job ahead of you.
Well, That's very interesting. Even though that wasn't my question, however, I guess the universe decided to give me answers to something else. My question was pertaining to something basic and simple. I just want to know, will I be moving into my new house soon?
Well, I suspect you're going to be moving into more than your new house soon. I suspect you're going to be moving into a new phase of your life. That house may be part of it. But, yes, the universe, when I open it up, sometimes the universe will look at the question and go, no, that's not what that person really needs to know the answer to. This is what they really need to know the answer to. And the answer is that you're going to be using your creativity in conjunction with your ability to manage things practically to really make a meaningful change, either in your life or in the world mm-hmm. around you.
That's very good. I'm in the process of writing a book.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that could, you know, be the creative.
You want to plug your book already?
No, I'm not completed yet. I'm just in the brainstorming aspect of it, put it from my thoughts in my mind and on paper and then, you know, producing it at that point.
Oh, cool. Cool. Well, wish you luck with the book and I wish you luck with the move.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. So you do see that I will be moving into my house soon. That's great. You did see that, correct?
I do believe you probably are going to move into your house, although I got to tell you, the tower might also they could meet in a structure. So there's a possibility that you might have to do a last-minute scramble for something on that house. You'll come out okay on it. If you just dot your I's and cross your T's and handle it practically, you'll come out well on it.
Okay. So. I'm sorry. I missed the part. You went in and out, and you said something about the house, and then you pulled the tower card, and then you said something. I missed that part.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was referring back. You said you were going to be moving into the house, and I was just looking at the tower card. And the tower could also be a literal reference to a structure as well.
Okay.
So if you have the tower in reference to the structure, something might fall apart. For example, as you're going to closing or something, you might end up having to scramble a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So just what you can do is to be really, really organized. Use that practical side that you have. Be really organized as you're approaching your move. And make sure that everything goes through smoothly.
Okay,
on that.
Wonderful.
I think it's a larger issue than just your move because the presence of the two trump cards.
There is a larger issue. I'm in transition of just getting a divorce, so that's a fall of a...
Yeah, that's another kind of fall. That really is.
Yes.
You know, that's another way you blow up your castle.
Yeah.
I think you did well.
Thank you. You did well. I really appreciate the reading.
Yeah. I wanted to make sure you understand that we have a fractal reality. So the reading could apply to a number of things in your life. Be watching for that pattern. Don't necessarily anticipate it, you know, and be worrying about it, but just be aware of it as you're moving through things.
Yes. No, I'm not a worrier. So
good.
It'll be okay. Okay,
great.
Thank you. I really appreciate
your
time
calling.
And your talent. You did wonderful. Thank you. You're welcome.
Bye-bye. And Skype caller, you're on the air.
Hello, Ketter. Happy Halloween.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
It's Dixie.
Oh, hi, Dixie. Sorry, I didn't recognize your voice.
That's because I was talking
happy
in my
Halloween.
No voice.
you were doing your low Lucretia Borgia voice.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, I'm assuming you want a tarot reading.
I do. I would like to hear what the universe would like to tell me.
Okay. Let's see. I'm having to shuffle here for a second. This deck likes to be shuffled a lot. It gets in the patterns if I don't. I've had this deck for, gosh, almost 30 years. I was thinking about that. It's like 26 years I've had this deck.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, I've had my first one for 20 years now. Oh, yikes.
Yeah. If you take good care of them, they last really, really well.
Oh, yeah.
It's really well attuned. Okay, Dixie, let's see what the universe has for you today. Oh, my, my, my.
Ooh, I like
Are you planning
I like it
children?
Already.
Are you planning more children? Because let me tell you what I just got. I drew the first card is prudence. Prudence is actually the cultivation of fertility, of the potential, creative potential, but perhaps more in the idea of minding a garden. Or tilling a field, preparing step by step for something that's to come. The second card I drew was lust, which is pretty much what it sounds like. It has a great amount of a sexuality to it. It also has a creative potential, and it also draws down, has the capacity to draw down elements from source. So as you might consider having a child as drawing a soul down from source, that would be an example of it. It's not the only example. The one that nailed it is the Princess of Discs. She is the perfect mother figure, figure of the young female who is with child. So that's why my first question out of my mouth was, is he planning more children?
You do it. It's I have to. You're gonna like this, okay? Because people keep asking me that, and you know, it's my situation has changed. So I have two kids already, and I'm separated from my husband. So it's a little different, you know. But I always thought I would have.
Oh,
three.
I know.
But okay. I was at work today, and there was a lady there who had a 6-week-old baby, and I was. So drawn to it, I was like, "Oh my God, I miss having a little baby to hold."
Yeah,
I swear, I was like totally like, "Oh my God," I like feeling that like draw, you know, like, "Ooh, you want a baby?"
It's on your mind, that's for sure, because it showed up in your reading.
Yeah, I know.
The thing with prudence is that you want to pick your time and you want to have prepared real. So I think you know what all is involved there, and obviously your situation is sensitive at the moment. It also could potentially refer to projects that are have a very high creative potential. And I know you and Sam are doing that video thing, and that's really cool, and you're involved in your community.
Yeah.
So it could potentially refer to that, but I'm getting the feeling this is a little more organic. But take your time. Plan carefully.
Yes,
okay?
I have other things. You're right, because I have that other stuff going on, and that is in the creative phases, and certainly I think it's pointing to both aspects, and they probably will go somewhat hand in hand eventually, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Pretty sure. That's what it looks like.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so very much.
Awesome, Dixie. Oh, you're welcome.
Have a happy
Halloween.
Thanks. You
too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Area code 208. I'm trying to get you on the air, and my switchboard's not cooperating.
Hi, I'm here.
Hi. Sorry about that.
Hi.
My switchboard kept giving me an error. And who am I speaking with?
This is Joanne.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi.
And,
happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you, too.
Thank you.
If you can hang on for just a second, let me get my deck resorted here.
Okay.
And holding your question in mind, or if you'd like to state it out loud just very generically, then you can do that, too, while I'm shuffling. I know the pauses here get kind of boring as I'm shuffling, but it's a necessary stage.
Right.
Have you had a tarot reading before?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay.
I sometimes listen to this station. I live out in the West, and sometimes I'm able to get through to the station to listen to it down there. So I wanted to hear your program this evening.
Oh, cool. Thank you for listening.
Well,
all right. Let's see what we got here. Hang on just a moment. Okay, the first card that I drew was the Four of Cups, and that's luxury. I don't know if that's something that you're anticipating, that you're planning for, or that you are concerned that you may never have. But something on your mind about achievements in the world that have measurable fruits, the Four of Cups being the balance aspect of it, meaning a long-term security, perhaps long-term plenty. There's an illusory aspect to that too, and the illusory aspect can be that one can have many things and not really be fulfilled by them, or they can have many things and they can slip away overnight. So just to be a little bit aware of the context of what luxury can mean.
Right.
The next card that I drew was, you got two trumps too here, so this is kind of a higher level thing for you, was art. Now, art is an alchemical symbol, and it means the marriage of opposite principles. The bringing together in alchemical reaction of base substances that are being transmuted into gold. Now, that could clearly be a pointer to how you are supposed to be achieving the goal of having long-term security or achieving the level of prosperity that you're looking for. Art in particular indicates drawing forth a fine substance, gold, from base substances like lead. So what you need to do is you need to be looking at those unrefined aspects, perhaps in your business or in your personal life. What is in there that has a higher potential that's not being utilized or not being seen? And then finding the use for that potential and manifesting it in a way that will help you build the future that you're looking for. And the last card that I drew was the Hierophant. The Hierophant is the priest figure. He is the authority, particularly spiritual authority, but can also mean kind of quasi-worldly authority also, like in the Vatican. The Vatican has both a religious authority and also a political power. So this may also have something to do with your spiritual life or how you are marrying together your spirituality and your practice of how you go about living your life in the practical terms. the balance between spirituality and money can sometimes get in your way, or it can sometimes lead you down the wrong path. So be very, very careful when you're trying to balance spiritual practice with wanting to achieve higher levels of worldly gain, because you can end up in a place that's not real happy with that if you don't do it right. If you do it right, however, you can serve as a model for others. And again, look to the lowest levels, because if you think about it, the people that have achieved really, really well in both spiritual and practical realms manage their lives well so that their spiritual lives and their external lives work together. They never betrayed their principles in their worldly dealings. And then other people, you can think of numbers of, for example, televangelists in the news who have undermined themselves, and they usually do it on a very basic level. They have sex with someone they shouldn't have sex with, or they steal money, or they do some very silly, low-level thing. So I think the advice is to mind your low-level aspects in your worldly day-to-day life, and to keep those always under good control and in alignment with your overall principles as you are building towards the prosperous future that you're looking for. Does that make sense to you?
Well, it does somewhat. I seem to have lost everything I had here in the last 6 months and pretty much zero. I'm at zero everything all the way around right now.
It's so. Definitely in your mind then. You've got a worry there. Yep.
Big worry.
I think you're going to get it back. Starting from scratch is hard. I know, I've been there. Again, look at the things that you still have. You still have something, obviously, even if it's just yourself. But look at the little practical things that are in your life and see how you can build upon those.
Right.
And don't lose sight of your principles as you go. I know sometimes it's going to be easy to say, well, I'll just do this for a little while. Don't. Just stick with it and it'll be okay.
Right. Well, that's about all I have left. Seriously, it is. So it's been real difficult.
I'm sorry. Are you at least, you know, you have a place to live and you have enough to eat?
For today. I don't know what tomorrow will bring, but for today.
Okay. Is there anybody that can help you?
No. No.
Okay. Well, I would reach out. And maybe this Hierophant card is saying that you need to look to institutions to give you a little hand at this time.
Well, I've already done that. They're not being cooperative or I'm not acceptable to their guidelines or whatever. So.
Well, I would keep at it. Just quietly keep at it. And I hope that your situation improves. I think it will. I know all of us right now with the economy the way it is, we've all got our worries. And then we look at other people, and it seems like it isn't even touching them. And the dichotomy of the have and the have-not is so striking these days. You really, it can make it feel worse. If you're on the low end of things, it can make it feel worse than it would otherwise. And just try not to let that get to you. Keep your eyes open. You're going to see a practical thing that you can do from what you have that you can build on. That's going to come to you because you wouldn't be getting these high-level trump cards if the universe didn't have a plan for you. If this wasn't part of your life plan, these wouldn't be here. Specifically, the ability to draw gold from base conditions. You're going to come out of this stronger and with something really, really valuable that you can leverage for later on. So just hang in there from one day to the next if you have to. I've been there. I've run out of money before I ran out of month many, many times in my youth. So I know exactly what it feels like. It's scary. But keep your wits about you and you'll be fine.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Well,
good luck.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
And I hope things look up for you soon.
I appreciate
All right.
that.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Area code 520, you're on the air.
Hi, good evening. Thank you for taking my call, and happy Halloween.
Hi, happy Halloween to you, too. I'm thinking I recognize that voice, but I'm not absolutely sure.
My name is Jean, and I'm... actually, this is my first time to call you.
Oh, okay. You sound like somebody else
yeah.
I know.
Okay. Oh, maybe I know you too. But anyway, my name is Jean and I'm from Arizona.
Well, welcome, Jean from Arizona.
Yeah.
I'm located in Texas. I'm not too far away from you.
Oh, really? Oh, that's good. Yeah. I just only one question in regards of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I have somebody, but we're kind of like getting to know each other yet. I just only want to know more about if he's a trustworthy person that I can trust and I can depend on before
okay.
I'll kind of give my, my truly trust on him.
Okay. Okay. Hang on just one moment. All right. The first card I drew was the Two of Wands, and the title of that is Dominion. And that's a very male-centered card. So my question to you on this, and you don't need to answer this to me, you need to answer it to yourself. Is this person someone who likes to be in control of situations and or people? Because that shows up pretty strongly. Somebody wants to be in control of the situation.
I don't know yet because we just only kind of recently, kind of 2 months already, just dating, and I didn't notice any control from him. Actually, I'm the kind of like a vocal, kind of open vocal person. He's a type of person that is a quiet type, kind
okay.
of like no
well,
talk.
Well, maybe, maybe you're the one that wants to have control over things.
But okay,
somebody wants control over things. The second card that I drew was the Sun, and that's a trump card. So that's and being in the central position here, that means that this is something that probably has some importance. There's at least going to be a big lesson learned here. It could possibly be much more than that. The Sun is pretty much what you think of when you think of the Sun. It's warmth, it's life-giving potential, it's the center of things. So something having to do with a central life-giving source. And the third card that I drew was the Ace of Discs. Now that is the root of practical actions. It also has to do with money, but essentially all practical matters whatsoever. So it looks to me like Trustworthiness, I would say yes, as long as there's not a power struggle.
Uh-huh.
As long as it's a partnership and not one person wanting power over the other.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that there is trustworthiness. Now, I did a little other thing to see if you guys were coming together. And, again, the power issue surfaced in that. I'm not going to go through that whole procedure that I just did for that. But what I saw is if the power thing surfaces, there's a potential that you may go into illusion. You may be wanting to believe things are going along one way, whereas on his side, he's going to be seeing this as a sacrifice. So be careful to keep the power relationship between yourself and this other person equal. Keep it on an even keel between you, even if that feels like sometimes you might have to step back. But I would say from this, I'm not seeing anything untrustworthy about him.
Oh, that's good. Well, do you think it's a possibility because he is a Virgo, and, you know, Virgo's kind of like, I didn't see yet now, but when you're talking about the power issue might be in the future because he's a Virgo and I'm a Pisces.
Uh-huh.
So there might, there's something kind of thing. But, yeah, so do you think
you're a force. I can hear that in your voice. I can hear that you have a great deal of personal, you have a great deal of personal force, personal power. You're comfortable within yourself. I can hear that in your voice. And you said he was a little bit retiring. So just be careful not to, you could be the tidal wave that washes over him. So be very careful not to do that and let him come to you. Let him set the pace is my suggestion.
Let be him the man.
because he's going to take a longer time. He's going to be one that's going to want to cultivate things. And you're the one that's ready to go now. You're ready to leap. He's going to have to think about it. He's going to have to cultivate, get comfortable with it.
Yeah. Well, that's also one thing of issue because, you know, because I've been by myself a long time and that's kind of like newly for me to have another somebody. So it kind of like for me it's a fast-paced thingy. And then now with somebody it's kind of like I need to wait. I need to be patient. I need to be, you know what I mean? It's kind of like be kind of that. Yeah, so you're seeing that there's a possibility that we might be kind of a long-term relationship if there's
it
no
looks
power
like it
struggle.
Yeah, it looks like it has the potential of going that direction if as long as you stay in alignment. The only potential interruption to that alignment that I'm really seeing right now is power struggle.
Oh, the power struggle.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well,
don't try to run him, and don't let him. I did see trustworthiness. Matter of fact, practical matters came up several times in what I was seeing in him. So he is definitely going to be dotting the I's and crossing the T's when it comes to practical stuff. And normally, people who are not trustworthy are not like that.
Yeah. Well, that's good because that's what I want. I don't want to just kind of like being always the time. There's a doubt thing in basis what's going on, you know. Yeah.
I would say just take it step by step and it'll be okay.
Okay. Well, thank you very much and happy Halloween again.
Well, happy Halloween to you too. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. And I see trouble here in the form of Mr. Gary Moore.
Define trouble. Hi, everyone.
Howdy, howdy.
How you doing? A blessed Samhain and a happy Halloween to all. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm
good.
Staying out of trouble tonight. I'm not soaping any windows or smearing eggs on mailboxes. So.
Well,
that's
me
a good
neither.
Thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing. It's also a good thing that Halloween is on a Sunday, or they're all, you know, you would have the tendency to have more happen, but maybe not. I don't know. So, you're doing the tarot card thing, huh?
I am. Do you want a reading?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
What I'm going to do is
I'm
going
to... You can do the same thing.
Yeah, I'm going to think the question this time.
Okay.
To the universe. And see what happens.
Yeah. Give me a second here while I shuffle.
Okay.
I found it kind of interesting. I was explaining to that one lady how we have a fractal nature to this universe, and that the reading could actually apply to multiple things on multiple levels. I have seen that a lot lately, in particular. It seems like things are becoming less random as we go further into this new phase of existence that we seem to be in. So,
the more aware...
Bear in mind, anyone that...
Yeah, yeah. The more aware we become, the more aware we become of what we're truly creating and how less random it really does become. Because more and more we open our awareness to the fact that we create our reality as we go along, the less random it sets itself up to be. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I love that stuff.
Yeah. Hang on just a second.
Okay.
I'm still shuffling here.
Ah, okay. Well, shuffle until you need.
I have to shuffle until something tells me stop.
Okay. Just don't shuffle
because,
up the buffalo.
I don't think I want to go to Buffalo, thank
you. Okay. Good.
Yeah. Just kinda not my place here. Okay.
I'm not sure what's up there.
Well, I think it snows a lot there.
That's what I hear, yeah.
That's
and you get the lake effect thing. It's on one of the Great Lakes, and I think you get the lake effect snow, similar to Chicago, where it like drifts up and buries things and people and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here in Massachusetts, where I am now, they just have the nor'easters. I'm looking forward to experiencing one of those. We'll have to see what happens.
That just sounds scary to me because I've been in bad storms like that.
Yeah.
That
bring it on
the coast.
Bring them on, yeah.
Squalls and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
I love that.
There's only so much of that I particularly want to deal with.
Started.
Okay. First card I drew was the universe. Now, guess what the universe is? The universe is a universe. So we are talking automatically something very, very high level and something that affects a large scope. And that could be, you know, a large audience here on Earth, or it could be a larger audience across the universe. It could be something that has to do with a contract that you have made, a soul contract that you have made, that is so much a part of your beingness that it's inseparable.
There goes the neighborhood.
It generally means the ability to draw down intention from source and manifest it in all aspects of being. And in my particular deck, it shows the manifestation as the four living creatures and the four winds. So the ability to breathe in, take in the intention from source, and to then be able to spread it back out throughout your reality, whatever you can touch. The second card that I drew was the Ace of Cups. Now that is the receptive creative potential, specifically. It is the ability to nurture creative potential, and not only to have it there as kind of a fountain for others, but also to nurture it within yourself. The Ace of Cups is really the holy grail of things.
Hmm.
So you're tapping into a very a very low level creativity. You're getting in on the ground floor of it. If you think of a creativity as multi-level marketing, where one person leverages their stuff off of someone else's, yours is going to be at the root. You're going to be there. You're going to be the person on the top of that pyramid, from which everyone else derives. The last card that I drew was the Knight of Wands. Now, the Knight of Wands, first of all, wands always refer to will. And in this case, the Knight of Wands is the glyph of masculine-directed will. And it's a very strong force. It has the potential to be too strong. You have to be a little bit careful with it. Pull it back a little bit, because you can burn things up with it. You can go too fast, and you can literally send yourself and those around you, because there's just so much energy there that's available to you. The creative endeavor is one that is particularly sensitive to how much force you apply to it, and how much energy you put behind it. So I think that's a little bit of a warning to say you have plenty of power, you might have too much.
Just don't
pull
force
back
it.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Don't force it.
Right.
Exactly.
Be in the
and
business of allowing.
Great.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Did that make sense to you?
It does. Yes, very much. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
And I was just, you know, checking in basically, and making sure I'm in alignment and stuff. So that's the generic statement I wanted to say of what's going on.
I would say generally in question of alignment, yes, but just watch your level of force.
Okay, gotcha.
All right.
All righty.
And we are coming up to the end of the program. We've only got, I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold. Thank you, Gary,
okay,
very much. You can listen to the end of the program on the
Thank
phone.
Thank you, dear.
Like. And I think I cut him off. I didn't mean to do that. I'm going to go ahead and close out the show. And I'm going to do another show a little bit later on. I think I'll probably put one up for like 11 p.m. Eastern time. We're going to go ahead and close out this show at this time. And the song is Psychedelic Crater. And that was written by Kevin MacLeod. And this is my remix of it.